Justin Bieber, Intentions, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia, thanks to the Orange City Centre.
Look, you think I'm a crazy fitness fanatic, Mike, but I have got nothing on our next guest.
Okay.
Joining us on the phone right now is a man called Tim Franklin from Brisbane, who did a marathon in his own home.
I don't understand how.
Tim, how?
Well, very simply, I just set out a loop and then just completed it as many times as I needed to until I hit the 42-kilometre mark.
So how long was this loop?
I managed to get 21 metres.
21 metres and you need to do 42 kilometres.
So, yep, so I did 2010 laps.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. How long did that take you?
Just under 7 hours.
My God.
Oh, God.
I mean, usually when you're doing a marathon, you know, the landscape may change. There's little things of interest that might distract you from the physical endurance pain. I can imagine doing one lap over and over and over again.
Thousands of times.
How did you manage to keep that entertaining for yourself?
I think I didn't. It mentally was probably the one of the hardest things I've ever done.
Wow.
I tried all number of things. I tried music, which was good, listened to some podcasts, and then I tried to turn the TV on, but the problem with the television was I had to run out onto my balcony, so I would miss sections of the TV show every lap.
It was a good effort.
Oh, wow.
So how were you feeling at, say, like, lap 750 or something like that, where you're not even at the halfway point and things must be getting boring at that point? What is going through your mind when you're in the middle of that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Not a lot was going through my mind, and everything was going through my mind. I think the thing that kept me going was keep counting the laps. So I didn't miss a lap. The hardest stretch was lap 1000 to lap 1500, because I was so far in that I was too far in to stop.
was there any point where you did lose count?
There was times. I it was a very simple method of, I just had a pen in my hand and I'd just change it from my left hand to my right hand every lap. And then after every 10 laps, I'd just mark it on my fridge as I ran past.
Oh, nice. There we go.
Do you live with anybody or...?
No, I don't. And if I did, I don't think I would be anymore.
I was going to say, it's definitely something you can only do if you're living alone.
Well, that covers the logistics of how, but the question remains why.
I'm a triathlon coach and running coach up here in Brisbane. And a big thing for me, obviously, with what's going on is the world's been tipped on its head, and obviously with what I do, I'm not immune to that, and a lot of people that I coach are not immune to that. So what I wanted to do was just something probably a bit crazy, a bit fun, just to show that, you know what, we can get through this, we can keep active, it'll make us, you know, mentally healthier. Let's just keep doing it together. So that's probably why I did it. And then to inspire, I suppose, other people to do some crazy stuff as well, just to keep things a bit lighthearted at the moment.
Well, I feel like even after we're through this pandemic, when you're training people, if they're going, I can't do it, you just go, I did over 2,000 laps in my apartment. You can do this.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it gives me some street cred now.
I was going to say, have you done this also for brownie points as well? Like...
Well, yeah, I guess so. Surely it puts some credits in the bank.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, it's definitely motivated me. I was, like, getting a little bit sooky and complaining about doing my gym workouts at home, but it's a lot more entertaining than just cutting thousands of laps of my living room. So we do thank you for the motivation. It's very needed in this time.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.